Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. There's a certain note I want to hit when I say the good morning thing.
Oh, okay.
Where it's not so loud it's blowing out eardrums, but it's also, you know, very true, you know, obviously
strong.
an homage to Robin Williams and all that.
Yeah.
But when I don't hit it, it bugs me all day. It's going to bug me all day, all weekend, man. You got your host, James, here. That wonderful laughter over there is our head of production, Seth Habhager.
Good morning, everyone.
And we are joined by the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here with us, everybody. Happy Friday to you. Mm-hmm. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. Doing all right. Mm-hmm. Warm for now.
Florida weather.
Yes. Brittany, we've talked all week about this. We are right here on the cusp of it going into the weekend. We've got some really bitter cold, some of the most cold nights we might be seeing this winter.
Yes, definitely probably the coldest of the season. So we're going to go from highs today slicing into about 40 degrees this afternoon, but then the cold front moves through right behind that. And it has got a lot of power with it. It's got strong winds, so it's already breezy today, gusting up to 30 miles per hour out ahead of this, pulling in that warmth. And then behind it, some more wind gusts up to 35 miles per hour, blasting us with the cold. So this is going to move through this afternoon. And when those winds switch to out of the northwest, we are just going to be falling from after that. So overnight lows will fall to about 5 degrees. And then tomorrow's highs at about 11, but winds still at about 30 miles per hour. It's going to be feeling sub-zero from tonight through tomorrow, then we actually fall to 10 below Saturday night. And when you put the winds on top of that, it's going to be feeling near 30 below. And this is Saturday night into Sunday morning, and it gets even worse from there. Highs on Sunday, 3 below, with winds still gusting up to 25 miles per hour. It's going to be feeling like 20 below throughout the entire afternoon on Sunday. It gets even colder to near 30, 40 below on Sunday night, and that continues to happen Monday, and Monday night, too, is probably the worst of it all before we come out of that cold on Wednesday, where we'll actually hit highs into the teens. So a very long stretch of dangerously cold weather, where, I mean, you can get frostbite within 15 minutes in those conditions.
Yeah. Mm. We appreciate the warning, Brittany. Yeah. No laughing matter. That being said, I'll see y'all Wednesday. I will talk to you all. I'm going to do a Melissa. I'm doing my show from home.
There we go.
I'm not leaving. I ain't leaving. I don't have clothes built for this. Like, are we just going to sit around in our homes in snowsuits? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because I don't know. I don't even know if their heater systems are really prepared for something like this. All that being said, we do want you to be safe out there. Mm-hmm. Check in on your neighbors. Check in on your seniors out there that you know in your neighborhoods, and certainly keep an eye on our furry friends. How long they are outside?
Absolutely.
I'm lucky. My fur brother Sam is like 20 pounds. I just pick him up, put him out there, let him do his thing, pick him up right again. You know, and all that. And keeping an eye out for each other out there, and we're able to do that a lot better. Thanks to you, Brittany. Thank you so much for that. You stay warm this weekend. We will hang out again Monday.
Sounds good. Thanks, you too, guys.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us. Man, that is cold.
It takes me back to my childhood up in northern Minnesota. We had lots of days like that. Yeah.
It toughens you up a little bit for it. At the same time, one of the things that's not fair about it is how your bodies adjust to wherever it is.
It's true.
I'm out in California in November, late November, early December, and they're all wearing like long sleeves and pants, and I'm walking around in a tank top.
Yeah,
and like I'm feeling
60 degrees. It's like, woo, nice.
I feel tough. I feel brave. A month later, I'm like the rest of them. I'm no different because my body adjusted.
Exactly.
It's not fair. You should be able to keep that toughness with
being warm-blooded, I guess. So
we got a great show to keep you warm throughout the hour, next 2 hours and everything. Coming up, we'll get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then after that, after our news break, we'll make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
All right.
Seth and I are going to play a line from a famous movie. And you call up and get it right. And just like that, you win an adult meal and a kid's meal from our great friends over at Culver's.
Ooh, going back old school here to the movie quotes. Love it.
Looking forward to that. We got a couple of other great topics lined up for you today that we'll be getting into. Want to dive into the most popular dream job in America.
The most popular dream job.
Yeah.
Not just any old job.
Mm-hmm.
The dream job.
This is a surprising answer to me.
Okay.
And it's customer service day. Here's how to get your next issue solved. We'll talk about that. 9 o'clock hour, going to feature a bunch of entertainment. We're going to get into a couple of different topics along with what's new on your small screen, your big screen, and on your local library theater stage.
There you go.
All that coming up for you. We will also get into a couple of other ones. I got 4 fitness trends to look out for in 2025.
Okay.
And a bunch of good stories of the day and a bunch of great things going on this weekend in our area. Seth and I will cover those.
We will.
In the last segment of the show.
Yes.
But to start off, Seth, as we are going to be talking about dream jobs a little bit later, this could be the dream job for somebody out there.
Oh, okay.
Planters, the longtime peanut company.
Yeah, that's right.
Is looking to hire 3 new people to tool around the country in their Nutmobile.
Yeah.
Be careful with that one. It's like the Wienermobile, slightly less, Wienermobile-y. I don't know. I don't know.
However you want to say that.
Yeah. Starting this June, you'll be a brand ambassador for a year, driving it around the country to different events as part of their Peanutter Squad.
Oh, wow. No, that should have worked a little bit. They should have worked longer on that. They
really should have. Yeah. No word on if you get matching jackets. That you can wear.
You have to wear the Mr. Peanut costume is what you got to do.
I
mean, yeah.
That's what I would think, yeah. I will say, side note, great mascot.
Mr. Peanut is awesome, yeah.
At one point, they had Bill Hader doing the voice of Mr. Peanut, right. And they should have kept that. Like, keep paying him to do that.
They should have just kept it, yeah.
You'll also manage event planning, pitch the brand to local media, and occasionally dress up in the costume set.
Oh, so you do get to do it. Oh, see, there you go.
So what's it pay? $45,000 a year. Plus benefits.
Right. And plus all that travel expenses. Yeah.
Yes. There's also a travel stipend that they say will be a pretty nice pay too.
Absolutely.
So this is a no cheap gig here.
That's a good job. Yeah.
And it does sound like you're actually going to be working. Like you are going to be working.
I'm sure it's going to be, I mean, there's going to be so many, you know, events that you're going to attend and that kind of thing. And we'll be traveling all over the country for a year. So traveling can be tough. So it's not going to be an easy job.
Yeah, you ask anybody that makes their living on the road,
yeah.
And they will tell you how that feels.
Yep.
The idea, for those that haven't done it before, I imagine it may not sound that much, but event planning, pitching brands to local media, all of those things, that's heavy work.
That can be a very difficult job, yes.
Have had the fortune over the last handful of years to talk with the last handful of Alice in Dairylands, and you talk to any of those ladies about that job.
Yeah.
And that's no easy gig.
There's a reason they only do it a year because it is so intense. Yeah.
It's a grind.
It is.
Just talking to a lot of the people I know, whether they're actors that travel around for auditions or especially the comedians I know.
Oh, yeah.
That is insane. So I don't make light of that. But, there's also a lot harder ways to make 45 Gs.
That's true.
That don't seem like a bad idea.
If you're a big fan of Peanuts, I mean, hopefully now you are. I mean, by the end you may not be, but at this point, if you're a fan, go for it.
You can go to PlantersNutmobile.com for more information. PlantersNutmobile.com.
That's got to be the second most familiar brand mobile. After the Wienermobile, of course. But I think that the peanut that's pretty iconic, too, the peanut mobile or the nut mobile, whatever they call it. Even though peanuts are not nuts.
Right, right.
Remember that, everyone. They're not nuts.
Is a good one to mention. That's a good one to mention. We wrap up our opening monologue with this one, and I thought this was pretty noteworthy and interesting. We got a bunch of fisheries going on in our area this weekend.
We
and
do.
I got a Minnesotan with me. The Minnesota Ice Festival had 18,148.88 square foot ice maze going on.
Wow.
And that is the official certified largest in the world.
That's got to be.
Guinness World Records.
Yep, that makes sense.
The festival's maze, which features 8-foot high walls with multiple twists and turns, took the record from a Buffalo, New York ice maze that covered an area of 13,000 feet. So it shattered that
Take
one.
That, Buffalo.
yeah.
Take that, you guys.
Robbie Harrell, founder and CEO of the festival, said that construction on the maze at the TCO Stadium began December 1st, and gravel and plywood were spread out across the field to protect the turf.
Mm-hmm.
The maze was constructed on 3,452 blocks of ice.
Wow. Ice Fest is such a cool, I mean, especially, well, cool.
Nice.
This event that they do every year down and there. I mean, and that tends to draw a lot of people, but that's really cool. An entire maze made out of ice. That's neat.
That would be a lot of fun, I would think.
It would be, yeah.
If
you can stand the cold.
Yeah. I'm trying to find pictures of it, and so far I haven't found anything, I definitely want to see what it looks like and all that. Because, I mean, I've never done a maze. I hadn't thought about that until this morning, and I came across this story, and I'm like, I've never done anything like that.
Not a corn maze or a hedge maze, nothing like that? Okay,
nothing. Wow. Does it, now, that is not intentional, but is it subconscious because my Nana had me watching The Shining when I was a little kid?
It could be. James goes, starts through the maze, I can't do this, man. No, I can't do it.
All work and no play. Okay, nope, I can't do this. Apparently, I can't. Nope.
He thinks he's going to get lost in there. Jack Nicholson's going to get him with an axe or something. I don't know.
Have you ever done anything, the Ice Fest or done anything?
I have not been. Okay. I've heard about it many years because it's an annual thing. Lots of ice sculptures and stuff. I mean, it's supposed to be really cool, all the art, you know, the ice art that they have there. But no. Outside festivals in wintertime, I don't know if I'm wanting to do that.
Don't blame you. But we do encourage you to check out some great events going on in our area this weekend. Mm-hmm. Seth and I are going to wrap up the show talking more about these. But I did want to mention, as long as we're talking about fisheries and ice mazes and stuff, that going on tomorrow, the DNR has their free fishing day at Lake Sherwood Lodge.
They do. That's really cool.
It's a really cool event that they do every year. It provides a family-friendly outdoor winter activity and will raise money for the Lake Sherwood Property Owners Association Conservation Fund.
Mm-hmm.
Registration begins at Sherwood Lodge at 1146 West Queens Way in Nacoosa. And that'll be at 7:30 sharp a.m. And the event ends at 4 p.m., followed by an award ceremony at 4:30. Encourage you to find out more by giving them a call at 715-325-4066. That's 325-4066. And if you need that information, again, go ahead and let us know. Otherwise, you can go to the DNR's website and find out more information that way.
They're going to be giving away lots of prizes, too. And got some raffles and some specials at the lodge. So check it out. It's going
to
be cool.
As we look to keep these hobbies and sports more and more active, not only for future generations, but with the younger generations, these events are really ways that might spark something in a kid or in a person. Even anybody else who hasn't gotten into fishing or maybe coming back to fishing.
Right.
Seth and I will take a time out. We're coming back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR. You heard the boys. It's time to do some celebrating with our friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Buy local, support local. Appreciate our friends over at El Cafe. Encourage you also to check out their Facebook page. Like that. Keep up to date on all the cool things they are doing over there. They had some breaking news break just about an hour ago.
Oh, my goodness.
That starting tonight, they are offering all other menus from 7 to 8 on Fridays.
Oh.
Their whole menu.
Not just a fish fry. You can get anything on the menu all day on Friday. How awesome is that?
It's a really cool idea.
It is.
That's very smart.
Very cool.
That's really, I don't know. I'm sitting back like, nicely done, just golf clapping. Like, nicely done, you guys.
Yes.
Well done. So keep that in mind, everybody, that, again, our friends over at El Cafe, starting today, are offering all their menu items from 7 to 8 on Fridays. Now, you also still are encouraged to check out that awesome fish fry.
Absolutely.
I think we're just a little ways away from starting to call it a famous fish fry, because it is famous. Just getting more and more popular.
Man, everything they do.
Yeah.
They're well thought out, very smart people over there.
Appreciate our friends over there. Buy local, support local, support those that support this community and this station. Head on over to El Cafe today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards.
Absolutely.
And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. We love celebrating with you. Email us at info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages and call up
715-424-2600, the number to call. Wish someone a happy birthday or anniversary on the air, live. We love to do that, too.
Seth, I need a one or a two.
Okay, one.
All righty. And I need a one or a two again.
two.
Okay, nicely done. You can take the segment off.
All right.
You're going to be talking a lot, I'll tell you that right now.
Okay.
We first up put the spotlight on Monty Rainey today.
Happy birthday, Monty.
Monty, enjoy your day. You're our qualifier today, our loan qualifier for Friday.
Very good. The best way to win, by default.
Yes. wishing you a good one, Monty.
Yeah.
We take a look at Saturday, January 18th, where we first off want to wish a very happy birthday to Krista of Right Way Cleaning Services.
Happy birthday, Krista. Very good friends of ours. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks to the great job that Christina and her family members have done over the years with keeping their office buildings so nice and neat and clean and everything. Mm-hmm. We greatly appreciate them doing that.
Mm-hmm.
They were a really nice partnership with them over the years. We appreciate the work that they had done.
Yes, indeed.
And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier today. For Saturday, Annie Yunk.
Annie, happy birthday tomorrow, and congratulations.
Enjoy your day, Annie. Mm-hmm. I'm a sucker for the name Annie. Both my grandmothers were named Annie. My daughter's middle name is Anne.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
But the last name Yunk, I don't think I've seen that one before.
Oh, really?
Y-U-N-K. That's a great name.
Y-U-N-K,
Yunk. That's a great last name.
Yeah.
I like that.
Cool.
Enjoy your day, Annie. Hope it's a great one for you. And then on Sunday, we take a look at the birthdays. And first up, wish an happy birthday to Mike Weiler.
Happy birthday, Mike, on Sunday.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a happy anniversary to our qualifiers. Happy 51st to Ron and Deborah Bond.
Ron and Deborah, congratulations, 51 years. That's amazing. I don't know what that is on the anniversary list, because 50 is golden.
Yes.
So then 51 is something else.
More gold.
More gold.
More gold.
Shinier gold.
More carat, like a higher carat.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
I don't know. But
cost more.
Ask Ron and Deb today, everybody, because they are celebrating their 51st, and there are qualifiers for Sunday.
Thank
you. Everybody got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Thank you, everybody. Taking a look at our celebrity list for today, Saturday and Sunday. For today, Chicago and Marquette's own Dwayne Wade is 43 today. NBA superstar, future Hall of Famer.
I was going to say, he's not in the hall yet. He hasn't been retired long enough, I think. So
definitely will be.
Yes, he will.
Dwayne Wade, the definition of an athlete of fall down nine times, get up eight, you know, all the phrases. If you watched him play, one of the hardest working basketball players of all time.
He was.
And has one of the weirdest statues you'll ever see outside of Miami Stadium. Like, that thing is weird.
Statues are such a crapshoot.
It looks like in The Matrix when Morpheus is being tortured and Neo comes and saves him. It looks like that. It looks like
interesting choices for that sculpture.
Zooey Deschanel is 45 today.
Nice.
Jessica Day on New Girl, of course, with M. Ward, part of the duo of She and Him. Fantastic band.
Yes.
Memorable, wonderful performance in Elf. The Good Girl, she had a great role in. She was in Almost Famous. But I saw her first and have enjoyed her ever since as Trillian in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, that's right.
I forgot
about that.
I admit, I have not seen that movie in probably 8 or 10 years. But it was underrated back then, and it definitely is now. I hope that they never do. But one thing I did think that if they're ever going to redo a movie, that one, just with the tech that we have nowadays.
Yes.
Oh, they could have some fun with that.
I agree with you on that one. I think they could do a fabulous job with it.
It's kind of crazy too to think that those books or a lot of the Doug Adams stuff was not turned into stuff like in the last 5-10 years.
Right.
Like, it just seems right for the
picking. Still very popular.
We got to look into who owns that IP, because I bet you that's where it comes down to.
I'm sure it is.
Maybe it's his family that does, and they just don't want, you know.
It's very possible.
Made. Let's see here. Michelle Obama is 61 today.
Wow.
Just
This day, 17th of January? My goodness.
Yeah, we're not even close to done. But I mean, the talk about bringing class to the office.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can't argue that about Michelle Obama. And the great work that she did with our schools and helping with nutrition and a lot of those things.
Yep.
Wonderful Jim Carrey is 63 today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just saw him recently in Sonic 3.
Mm.
He is, I have to say that he really has, really grabbed onto the ridiculousness of those kind of movies.
Yeah.
And he's actually, he's done a very good job with it. It's perfect for his skill set, you know, kind of the over the top comedy stuff. It's perfect for him.
He's really good.
Yeah.
He's really good. I just watched last night the SNL special, the documentary special that they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And in it, I am recommended to anybody that's an SNL fan. It was incredible. It was not only nostalgic and awesome, but you saw things that none of us have ever seen before.
That's really cool.
The 5 minute, you know, intro or auditions
for, right,
so many of these people, and the behind the scenes and stuff that I didn't even know about Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. But Jim Carrey, one of the things they did was show you all these famous people that didn't make it, like Kevin Hart, and that, and they showed Jim Carrey's audition.
Wow.
And nobody could figure out why Jim Carrey didn't make it. It's just too big. But it was the betterment for all of us, and I think the betterment for Jim Carrey, because he goes to In Living Color, which he wouldn't have done otherwise.
Right.
And I think it's actually a different opportunity. On SNL, he's another star with a bunch of talented people. Same thing on In Living Color, but he's the white guy.
Yep.
And that stands out for him. That makes him not only stand out, but gives him opportunities with casting in the sketches and everything that he wouldn't have had at SNL. It really did help his career, I think, much more than being on Saturday Night Live. Yeah. Jim Carrey's going to be Jim Carrey no matter what.
Exactly.
All roads still end the same way for him. But the path is so much more interesting. Yeah. And I think that where SNL, he might have left early before his contract was up. With In Living Color, he fulfilled his contract.
He did.
Even though the Wayans brothers told him he didn't have to.
Right. I'm sorry. I'm just remembering his Chuck Woolery.
That's so good. Such a good Chuck Woolery. Dennis O'Hara is 63 today. A great, great character actor.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Harvey is 68 today. One of the original kings of comedy. And has 1,900 jobs
right now. I was
going
to say, he spun that off to a really remarkable, varied career. You know, a game show host and author. He's written how many books now? I mean, and of course, he's super funny. One of the quickest minds, wittiest people out there. I mean, I really appreciate him.
We'll talk more about pivoting your career a little bit later. And then some people, Maury Povich, also 86 today, a longtime daytime talk show host and a reporter and everything.
Yep.
And then there's the list of people no longer with us. And my goodness, James Earl Jones would have been celebrating his birthday today, born in 1931.
Mm-hmm. Just recently passed away not that long ago.
We talked about him quite highly.
Yep.
Betty White would have been celebrating her birthday today in 1922.
Oh, that's right.
Miss her all the time. Mm-hmm. And one of the greats. Muhammad Ali, the great, born in this day in 1942.
Love the idea that Betty White and Muhammad Ali share a birthday. That is so cool.
I love the idea of them actually celebrating their birthday
together. Oh, my God.
I like that.
That would be awesome.
And just to round it all out, Eartha Kitt shows up. whether she's in the Catwoman suit or not is up to her. Eartha Kitt. How about Sherry Lewis there to entertain you with Lamp Chop?
Oh, my God.
Born in 1933.
This is like a huge variety show that never happened. It should have. The January 17th show is what it should have been.
They try something different, a little different comedy with Andy Kaufman, born in this day in 1949.
So, Well, that explains a lot. Jim Carrey and him have the same birthday. Mm-hmm, I guess I probably maybe knew that, but I'd forgotten.
I feel like it's one of those things we re-remember every year on this day.
We do.
Everybody wants to look good. Vidal Sassoon is born on this day in 1928, so it can help make everybody
look
good.
I'm telling you, this is a show that's just waiting to happen.
Everybody likes a rebel at a party. There's always got to be one rabble-rouser. Al Capone, born on this day in 1899.
Rabble-rouser.
It has to be said, because it doesn't seem to get said by anybody else, but Al Capone actually did do some decent things for this country and for Italian people, where we had nothing in this country before. A lot of what him and quite honestly, some of the other things did.
Yeah.
It needs to be noted. And it's more than that, but I think it's noteworthy. And just as noteworthy, or more, much more noteworthy, Benjamin Franklin rounds everything off, 1706.
Of course. One of the first great Americans right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Saturday birthdays, Jason Segel is 45 tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Fun actor.
I like him. Yeah, he's good.
He's good. Jonathan Davis is 54 tomorrow, lead singer and songwriter for the band Korn, one of the most unique, versatile voices you'll ever hear.
Very, very unique.
Dave Bautista is 56 tomorrow.
Wow. He's 56?
Another guy who did a pivot of his career, started out as an athlete in sports, then injuries put him into wrestling, then went from wrestling to being one of the more sought-after kind of action actors
Action actors, yep.
A great one. Mm-hmm. Jesse L. Martin, 56. Ed Gein on Law & Order.
Jesse Martin. Oh, man. He was one of the original cast members of Rent.
Yes.
And he's very good in that, too, yeah.
The great Dave Attell is 60 tomorrow. Great comedian and actor, writer. I love Dave Attell. Mm-hmm. Great one. And then some people no longer with us. This is interesting to me that Pete Schwab and I disagreed on this one. But I think the second greatest actor I've ever seen, Cary Grant, born in, on Saturday in 1904.
Okay. Yep.
I'd put Sidney Poitier ahead of him, but not by much. Mm-hmm. Not by much. But I think the definition of a leading man.
Yes. Yeah.
And versatility.
Better actor than people give him credit for. Because a lot of the roles that he took and stuff. But it's there. He was a very good actor.
Danny Kaye, born in 1911. Brilliant comedian.
One of my heroes. Danny Kaye, one of my absolute heroes. He could do it all.
Yep.
He could do it all. He is, I mean, you ask, there's the number of people that were inspired by him, that were influenced by him. One of my favorite quotes of all time, Mikhail Baryshnikov, one of the great dancers, ballet dancers of all time. He was a fan of Danny Kaye. And he could tell you how good of a dancer he was just by looking at him.
Wow.
Interesting. I love Danny Kaye.
I didn't know that. Yeah, Danny Kaye was amazing.
Yep.
A.A. Milne, born in 1882, creator of Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
Tomorrow is also Winnie the Pooh Day.
Yes, what makes sense.
Bozo the Clown, born in 1922. the real name, Bob Bell.
Chicago icon. Mm-hmm. And, of course, was farmed out all over the country.
First thing I remember as a kid is rushing to the TV and put on the Bozo the Clown show. And make sure I got to see it before they did the bucket test. I always wanted to do that. I still to this day want to do it. The bucket challenge thing that they did. I used to practice it with Jill, my sister. I'd have Jillian go and get the tennis ball that we used and everything. Oh, yeah.
He was going to be ready if it ever happened. Uh-huh. He was going to be ready.
That Bozo the Clown show. That was a game changer. But a couple of weird characters on that show that
it was strange. Yeah,
it was some weird ones.
The kids, you can't help it with kids programming sometimes.
You're right. Wrapping up with Sunday birthdays, Pete Buttigieg is 43 on Sunday.
Wow, only
he's
younger 43. Than me. Wait a minute, that's right?
That's crazy, isn't it? It took me a second to think about that, but yeah. Let's see here. And Kathy Sagal is 71 on Sunday. One of my favorite, if not my favorite, TV mom of all time.
Yep.
The Connors, Sons of Anarchy. But of course, Futurama should be mentioned that, as well.
Me and my son are going through Futurama right now, and I just marvel at how good she is. She's great.
And of course, Peggy Bundy from Married with Children.
Of course.
I'm just going to keep doing this now. You can go ahead and correct me if I'm wrong, but the Queen of Music, Dolly Parton, is 79 on Sunday.
Yes, absolutely. Everyone celebrate Dolly Parton on Sunday.
Yep, let's celebrate her. Dolly enjoy Parton her. Day. I love the idea that Betty White and Dolly Parton basically shared a sign that they were
right next to each other. Yeah, yep,
that's pretty cool. Other birthday notable birthdays on Sunday: Janis Joplin, born in 1943 on Sunday. Janis Joplin and Dolly Parton share a birthday.
That's really cool. Wow.
Phil Everly of the Everly Brothers.
A lot of great musicians on Sunday. Wow.
And Edgar Allan Poe.
Of all people.
Just throw that little curveball in there.
One of the great American authors.
Yes.
Of all time.
One of my all-time favorites.
Yep.
That is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club, but get us more of them for next week. We look forward to celebrating with you, everybody. And do yourself a favor and celebrate with our great friends at El Cafe. Keep in mind that starting today, they're offering their whole menu from 7 to 8. Go ahead and check that out.
Very cool.
At 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We'll be back with our star of the day coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Seth and I are about to do is play a famous quote from a movie, and you go ahead and give us a call at 715-424-2600, just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. You do that, and you win yourself an adult meal and a kid's meal from our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Buy local, support local. That includes your Culvers that are all usually locally owned wherever you have a Culvers. Mm-hmm. And wherever you got a Culvers, you got a business that puts back into their community.
Absolutely.
We worked them many years. We appreciate our friends over at Culvers. Get some Culvers in your life, everybody. And get ready to call 715-424-2600 or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Tell us, what movie is this from?
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed. Ball four. 8. Low, and Vaughn has walked the bases loaded on 12 straight pitches.
Are you guys okay out there?
Yeah.
You guys all right?
They're sad.
I thought this was the most teed up one I've ever done. Good morning. What's your answer?
Major League.
Yes,
of course
done.
It
yes,
was.
Of course. Yes. Nicely done, sir. And you know, all these years you've been listening, I don't know if you've ever called in for one of these. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I won a year or so ago.
Okay, all right. Excellent. Yeah.
Well, sir, we know you very well. You don't got far to go for this or anything. We'll have it right up front for Pam for you, okay?
All right, thank you.
Before I let you go, longtime fan of the team and everything, I know it's a bit of a melancholy day, but I think it's also a day for us to celebrate Mr. Uecker and what he meant. I can only imagine how much you enjoyed him.
I loved Bob Uecker. Yeah, I loved him, yeah. He was on Johnny Carson 100 times.
He was.
I know because I watched every one last night. I'm not even kidding, everybody. I was up an hour late last night because I went down a rabbit hole of watching Johnny Carson's show, the Bob Uecker sketches on there. Now, I posted on my Facebook page a particular one. And thank you for the call, sir. You have a great day.
Yep.
Have a great morning. And we'll have this right up front for you with Pam.
Congratulations.
Come by and pick it up. I posted it on Facebook. I'm not going to play the snippet from the one that I had because it's just not safe for radio. But the one that I found, I'd forgotten about, actually, where Bob comes out. Actually, the Smothers Brothers are there, and they leave. And Bob comes out, and it's Mel Brooks, Bob Uecker, and Johnny Carson. And in my opinion, Mel Brooks and Johnny Carson, maybe the greatest, and some of the greatest.
Great comedy stuff, right? Yeah absolutely.
Mel Gibson, a comedic genius.
Yeah.
Maybe the greatest comedic director of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Carson, a host genius, and maybe the best to ever do it. And you've got Bob Uecker sitting in the middle of these guys, and there's this kid from the Midwest who's got both of these guys in the palm of his hand.
Mm-hmm.
They are listening and laughing to every single thing he says. And it is so natural. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about him on Playmakers today as we celebrate him and everything on Playmakers today from 5 to 6. We'll kick off the show that way.
Yep.
But one thing that is stuck in my head, and I don't know we'll ever see this again, a regional national star. A bona fide regional national star.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, it wasn't, yes, people here in Wisconsin, especially in Milwaukee, were celebrating him, rightfully so. And he is yours first and foremost, as he would want to be known.
Mm-hmm.
As a Milwaukee kid, he'd want to be known that way. So he is Wisconsin's first.
Yep.
But like a lot of people from the Midwest, we have to share them with others.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob was shared with the rest of the world. And make no mistake about it, this was a world star. This man was known all over and loved all over.
Yep. If you listen to the news at the top of the hour here, CBS News, they don't do this for everybody, the announcement that some person has passed away. Well, they did it with Bob Uecker, and that tells you pretty much all you need to know.
We'll talk more about it on Playmakers today, but I do want to share this little snippet of him on the Tonight Show.
Sorry about that.
Can't catch a break. We'll see what it says here.
Should say Brewers. We could start over. Could I come out again?
No. He's the announcer for, what does it say there?
You got it.
The Milwaukee Braves.
That's Shirley.
Well, Shirley's not a Brave.
No.
That's crazy, Shirley.
Shirley's all right.
I'm sorry. I should have picked that right up.
No.
Right up.
No problem, Johnny.
Well, you've been with a lot of teams in your life, haven't you?
Yeah.
Can you remember, give me as fast as you can, all the teams you've ever played with?
Braves, Cardinals, Phillies, and the Braves again. Then in June, I was with...
So good. So quick. So quick. There are as many people that will tell you that there was nobody quicker with a joke than Bob Uecker.
I'm telling you.
On air, off air.
Yep.
And to me, I say this not to, not in a sad way. I say this proudly. Mm-hmm. I think the last great storyteller.
Yeah. Yeah.
In sports.
I was talking to someone last night, and I think of the great announcers, I think we lost the last of the classic great announcers when Bob passed away.
18 acting credits, by the way, for Mr. Uecker.
Not bad for a baseball player.
Just incredible. Just incredible.
He was very wise in the roles he chose, though. He was very good. He knew what he could do.
The Major League clip that we played, it's not actually the one I wanted to play. I wanted to play the one with the... Because at the extended one, you hear him after all of this say, I don't know what that ref's thinking or what that umpire's thinking. That ball was fine. Like it's and for those that don't know, every single line you heard him say in Major League, he wrote. That was his. Yes. That was his. That everything he came up with was his, including, of course, this. We'll have another Star of the Day opportunity for you next week right here on WFHR with our friends from Culver's. Oh, man. Oh, I haven't heard this in so long. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. So many saxophone players out of work come 1990.
I'm telling you.
The 80s were the king of the sax solo.
It was like the 50s and the 80s. If you're playing a saxophone, it didn't matter who you were, man. You're getting work.
As kids that grew up in the 80s, it's funny to say this, but I love the idea of a kid growing up in the 80s. Like, I'm going to learn saxophone, and I'm going to be in rock music forever. Forever.
And no.
It's basically, Clarence Clemons, and that was it. That was the only guy that got to have a longevity as playing saxophone.
That was like the only band that had a regular sax player after the 90s.
After that. Keyboardists and electric, I should say, guitar players and saxophone players.
Oh, my
like,
Lord.
All just looking for work right
oh,
now.
Oh, my gosh.
Just looking for work.
Yeah.
Maybe they could find their dream job, though.
All right.
If you asked your seventh grader, asked a seventh grader what their dream job would be, they probably wouldn't say, some of the things on this list. A YouTuber, rapper, Subway sandwich artist, I don't know. But new research came up with a list of the top dream jobs worldwide.
Worldwide. Okay, interesting.
They did it by looking into targeting online search results for stuff like how to be a mechanic, how to be a carpenter,
okay,
things like that.
Sure.
So not a bad barometer to do this with and everything. I honestly, I don't know how you'd really come up with this other than just going door to door asking people what your dream job would be.
Yeah, pretty much.
Seems like a little bit of an easier way to do it. In the end, the top dream job across the entire world was pilot.
Really?
I was blown away by that.
Pilot? Wow.
I did not mean to put it that way.
Not bad. That's all right. That's all right.
No, it was bad.
It's Friday. We'll give you a pass.
I need writers. I need writers. Or I need to fire my writers.
I was going to say, get new writers.
Yeah. They said that this had a lot to do with a lot of the, travel and a lot of the, I think a lot of what people romanticize about the job,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's glamorized to a certain extent, yeah.
Like a lot of people, and we want to hear from you. What is your dream job? 715-424-2600. Join us through the Civic Media app as well.
Mm-hmm.
I've mentioned many times, my dream job is what was working on Saturday Night Live.
Right, exactly.
Still is to a degree, but I would say that has changed a bit.
Yeah.
But that was my dream job for the first 25, 30 years of my life.
Makes sense.
So I did a lot of homework on that. I researched what I needed to do to be able to get on there. Mm-hmm. I used to work on 5 to 7 minute bits just in case I ever out of nowhere got the chance to audition. I wanted to be ready.
Yeah.
Things like that. But even with that being said, I've romanticized a lot of that job, as I found out last night. Another thing.
A lot of hard work.
Talking to people who have auditioned and stuff like that. I think the pilot would probably, like any job, would be the same way. It's a dream job, you're almost automatically romanticizing it.
Well, right, and that's it. Every job is still a job. I mean, there's going to be parts of it that are may not, as even if you're doing something you really love, there's parts of it you don't love, right?
How many times I have had somebody tell me they could do my job or they could do radio, and I just let them talk, because I'm not saying that they couldn't. I'm not saying that anybody couldn't, but I don't think anybody understands nearly the spinning plates this job is.
Exactly.
And that could be said for dang near anything that anybody is doing out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could all use to appreciate each other and the work that we do.
Absolutely.
So looking at these dream jobs, pilot shows up at number one, attorney at number two. What?
Why?
Whoa. My grandfather's awfully happy right now.
Oh, wow.
I would have been happy right now, but I don't know where that came from.
I get it, the idea that, in general, attorneys do well, in terms of pay and that sort of thing. I wonder if that has a lot to do with it. But there's a lot of jobs for attorneys that don't pay well. Public defender, a prosecutor, that kind of stuff. Especially considering how much it costs to become an attorney.
Right. I was just going to say, I knew somebody who later in life became a divorce attorney, and the money she was paying off a lot in student debt on that one, and was not necessarily making what she thought she was going to on the other side of that.
Yeah.
I will say this, maybe to the point of what I was talking about before. I grew up in a family with a lot of lawyers, and so I don't know. I never really romanticized that job and never really wanted to do that job. But as an actor, I've played an attorney 3 times, and I've loved it. It's an awesome job to play as an actor.
Well, exactly. You don't have to do all the shoe leather work that,
that
goes
it's
with
awesome.
Being an actual attorney.
It's a really fun job to have as an actor.
You could put it down when you're done.
Number 3, police officer.
Really?
And look, I don't know what the reasoning or anything like that, and I don't care. I love seeing police officers show up at number 3 on a dream job list.
Wow.
I don't want to get into anything else other than the fact that it is on a dream job list, and I think that is pretty dang cool.
It's really interesting considering how they've had trouble recently, like when they've put hiring things out there that people, at least for a while there, were looking like they didn't want to be police officers anymore. So that's interesting.
And it also may speak to a little bit of I romanticize. I dream that that would be a fun job, but they don't want to actually do the job. Mm-hmm. You know that. Pharmacist comes in at number 4.
Okay.
Nurse at number 5. Just similar, very similar to
healthcare.
Seeing a police officer in there, I like seeing that. Top 5 jobs, and the majority of them, in fact, all of them, really involve working with and helping people.
Yep. More service-oriented jobs. Right, exactly.
We don't see influencer up there. We don't see rock star up there. I think that's pretty cool. Also, we apparently aren't dreaming anymore. Where does that throw up?
Maybe we've got kind of an even keel now. You know, it's like, man, I would like to be a rock star, but will that really happen? You know, kind of thing. Maybe we're thinking it through a little bit further.
If this was a survey, I would have believed that this was filled out all by 30-year-olds.
That have already gone through some of this, right? Yeah.
They've come out the other end, and they're still a little hopeful and still a little left, but at the same time, I got bills to pay.
Yeah.
So I want that mix of a dream job, but not maybe just my exact dream job. Physical therapist comes in at number 6. That is also really good to see. Another industry that we always need good people in.
You know, the funny thing is a lot of these that we're looking at require a lot of training and schooling. Except for, I mean, police officer, yeah, I mean, there's training involved, obviously. But pilots, man, how many air hours do they need to be able to do that? Of course, attorneys, you know, very famously, pharmacists, nurses, lots of schooling, lots of training. So that's interesting.
Midwife comes in at number 7. Very interesting. I didn't see that coming either.
Yeah, that become more popular again in recent years. Yeah. For birth,
A prosecutor comes in at number 8. Not too different than different, but not too different than an attorney.
It's still
and what
an,
we said about
and
that.
A type of attorney. Yeah.
At number 9, actor. to each their own. And you follow your dreams. You do what you're going to do.
That's
out
right.
there, everybody. Like I tell every other student, every other actor I come across, be a surviving actor, not a struggling actor. Mm-hmm. Have a day job. That all being said, what? Why? I told my own son this. I'm like, man, you are too smart to get into this game.
Yeah.
Acting, if I didn't want to do this since I was 7, I don't know if I'd still be wanting to do it.
Right, exactly.
Like, there is very few things that can prepare you for losing out on a role or getting a role. There's very few things.
Then that's where the works begins, right?
Yeah. It's such a thing of you work so darn hard to get to that audition. You work so hard for that audition to nail it. You nail it, and you hit it on the head. That's actually when the work really begins. And even that is so much more depth to it and to everything. And it's a big difference between acting and doing community theater or doing something for fun or passion or, you know, a hobby or anything like that, and a huge different thing when you are on a set and all 30, 40 people are all there to do a job. There's a pay, you're all getting paid, and there is a clock ticking and there is tape rolling, and you've got to work quick and you have to be on point. And there's lots of bloopers out there, people laughing and having fun and everything like that. Those are very limited moments. Most of the time you're there, you're sitting, you're grinding, you're waiting, and you're being patient, and you're also having to be right in the exact moment your character needs to be in for that. And there's just some layers to that that I think are a little more interesting than some may, you know, realize.
Right. I know where, if I were in that position, I know where I would be. I'd be at the craft services table.
Right. Nice. Smart man. Judge comes in next.
Whoa.
Interesting to see.
Another legal position. Interesting, yeah.
And kind of fast forwarding through some of these, a professor, a YouTuber, we do see,
so they are like on the list, but farther down than you'd think, yeah.
Dietitian shows up.
Oh, wow.
Psychologist.
Okay, yeah.
Firefighter.
That's lower than I thought. Yeah. It's interesting to see police officer way higher than firefighter. But maybe, I don't know. I may not know what I'm talking about. So
before I wanted to be an actor, that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I thought for sure I was, you know, I'm 7 years old.
You know, yeah.
I thought for sure that's what I was going to end up doing. Flight attendant comes in at number 17. Interesting.
Because you get to, travel. Yeah, that's usually an upside.
Real estate agent comes in at number 18.
Wow.
That seems like a job I wouldn't mind doing, I don't think.
It would be an interesting job, to be sure. That's really interesting, yeah.
And paramedic wraps things up at number 20.
All right, okay.
In Canada, Australia, and India, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a second. First, in Bulgaria, the dream job was a taxi driver.
Hey.
That's kind of interesting.
Wrong with being a taxi driver.
England and Scotland, the dream job is a YouTuber. Okay. All right.
Great.
I'm a little surprised, actually. But I think that's a good one to keep in mind when we pick on America and Americans.
Yeah.
For a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we ain't alone in this one.
No.
Like, there's influencers all over the country. All over the world.
Yeah.
It's not just here.
Yep.
In Mexico, virtually everywhere in Central America and South America, it was attorney.
Okay, makes sense.
And that actually does make a lot of sense.
It does, yeah.
I don't know enough about it to really even talk on it, but I do know I've had so many Latino friends in my life and spent a lot of time in those cultures and those neighborhoods.
Sure.
And even working as an attorney in the TV show I did, that is a very, very respected gig.
It is.
Like in that culture. Incredibly respected gig. And in Canada, Australia, and India, the number one dream job is what we're doing right now, DJing.
Really?
Yep.
Right. Whoa. Well, to be fair, I mean, have you heard Australian radio is really good.
It is really good.
They do a lot of really cool stuff on Australian radio. So, yeah.
They're not going to like this, but the only thing that I think is more unique and even better is New Zealand radio.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just a little bit more. But, boy, if you're looking for really weird and unique radio that is just, I think,
they know what they're doing, man.
They do.
It's such a live medium. There's so much you can do with radio. I'm telling you.
One of the smart things that they started doing decades ago in other countries, specifically in those two that we're talking about, is leaning into local. Leaning into this station is right here. They can report on this better than anybody else, which is exactly what we're doing here with
our friends. That's what we're trying to do, yeah.
You know, Civic Media has stations up and down the state for a reason, so that each one of these stations can report on that area better than anybody, because we can do it better than anybody else.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You found that out if you got our WFHR newsletter.
Yesterday, hot off the presses. Yeah.
Great addition. A big shout out to everybody behind the scenes working on that. I encourage you to check it out yourself. Go to WFHR.com. And sign up for that newsletter, everybody, is your one-stop shop for Central Wisconsin news. I encourage you to do so today. Get that new one. And don't worry if you missed previous episodes. It's okay. We catch you up.
Yeah,
there's a catch-up part in the beginning. There's a sign up for that, everybody. And thank you to everybody who has.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
We got a flurry of new subscribers recently, too. Thank you very much. That's really cool.
It's been very noticeable.
Yep.
Seth and I will come back, and we'll get into some entertainment news, tell you about our schedule, and some great good stories of the day.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And